Speaker!
Order, order.
I've got a very good mind to ask that member to leave the chamber, but I won't because he'll get an advantage on the rest of us to actually watch the cricket.
That member was the New Zealand First Party's Dennis O'Rourke, who stayed in the chamber where MPs can follow the cricket on their laptops, tablets and smartphones, a far cry from the days when cricket was on the radio, and so were they. Up until the late 1990s, cricket shared the old YCAM network with Parliament, which had precedence, causing many complaints from listeners who loved cricket but hated politics. 20 years ago, no one would have predicted that cricket commentaries would migrate from radio and television to a live blog on a phone, or that a government would one day be able to bask in the reflected glory of a winning national cricket team.
Mr. Speaker.
Honourable Jonathan Coleman.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to move a motion without notice in relation to the Black Caps' performance in the Cricket World Cup.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There does appear to be none.
Rather the opposite. MPs queued to join the Minister of Health in celebrating New Zealand's defeat of South Africa in the World Cricket Cup semi-final on Tuesday and wishing them well for the final. The opposition opened its account with a googly from Labour spokesman on sport, Trevor Mallard.
It is a slightly unusual approach. We normally wait until after the final of these circumstances. But I can see he wanted to get in while the Prime Minister was away.
Also mixing politics and sport, Greens co-leader Matiria Ture had become an overnight fan of Grant Elliott, who hit the winning six off the penultimate ball.
Grant and the Greens share a passion. I learned from Twitter last night that his profile says that he is into energy efficiency and a green future. That makes me doubly proud, and I'd quite happily buy him a coffee any day.
A flat white for a black cap from Matiria Ture, while the New Zealand First Party's Mahesh Bindra detected some divine intervention.
I genuinely thought we were looking at a run chase in the mid-300s. Then God put his black cap on and it rained. I wonder if some babies to be born in 9 months' time will feature Duckworth Lewis in their name.
United Futures' Peter Dunn revealed an ulterior motive for hoping for a win in the final.
There's a bigger challenge ahead on Sunday. If the government saw fit today to move this motion on the semi-final, they may choose to adjourn the House in celebration for the week once we win the final. So go the Black Caps on Sunday.
Peter Dunn was joined in wishing the Black Caps success in the final by the Māori Party's co-leader Marama Fox.
I don't want to put the hoodie on our team. The hoodie-goody. I don't know what you call it, but that's what we call it. I don't want to tempt fate, but I want to add my best wishes with everybody else to the Black Caps for the upcoming final. I know we can do it. Go the boys.
Admitting to a limited knowledge of cricket, Marama Fox said she'd watched the match.
And we got to about 10 overs out and I was doing the back of the envelope math and I thought, we can do it. We can do it, New Zealand. I have to admit, I fell asleep. Shame. I know.
Falling asleep watching cricket is not uncommon, whereas forgetting to submit a question for oral answer by a minister is virtually unheard of. That's what Marama Fox's Māori Party did on Wednesday, failing to exercise its right to put questions to ministers. Questions are allocated according to a party's numbers in the House. With two MPs, the Māori Party would have fewer than a dozen questions a year and will now have to wait about 4 sitting weeks for the opportunity to hold ministers to account at question time, which ended on Wednesday with this request from Labour's senior whip, Chris Hipkins.
Mr. Speaker, the rules of the House allow for the lodging of 12 primary questions in a day. I note that no other member has lodged a 12th question, therefore I seek leave to ask one.
Well, the member can seek leave. Leave is sought to ask an additional question on the basis there's only 11 on the sheet. Is there any objection?
There was. It came from the government benches, of course, where their leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, faced another cheeky request from Mr. Hipkins on Thursday.
I wonder whether the Leader of the House can confirm or deny the rumour circulating this afternoon that the government intends to move urgency this afternoon to pass legislation relocating New Zealand's capital back to Russell.
Oh. the Minister can respond if he thinks it's worthy.
No.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.